previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
One of South Africa's major mining houses, Sibanye-Stillwater, is reporting a loss of some 7 billion rand in the 6 months to end June. That's compared with a profit of 7.8 billion in the same period last year. The interim loss comes hard on the heels of the previous year's full-year loss of 37 billion rand, with softer platinum prices hammering the bottom line. Sibanye says it will reduce output at its Stillwater mine in Montana in the US by 200,000 ounces a year, with a further 800 jobs to be cut. A softer rand against the dollar has helped Sibanye's South African assets, which remain profitable, although it recently shed 2,500 workers. The market liked the outlook, with the group's share up nearly 9% on the day. From fashion retailer Truworths, a cut in dividend of 6.4%, with full-year diluted headline earnings per share down by much the same amount. Truworths says it's been hit by the country's poor economy, port congestion, and consumers who are struggling. One glimmer of light, the group's UK shoe chain, Office, which came in strongly in both sterling and rand terms. Gold has climbed to a record high after an uptick in unemployment benefit applications in the US. That's another key indicator that the economy there is slowing, and doing so sufficiently for the Fed to cut interest rates. Lower interest rates are typically good news for gold, which is a non-interest-bearing asset. Gold this morning trading at $2,567. We'll know about US interest rates early next week. Market consensus is that a cut of 0.25% is certain, and it could be as much as 0.5%. On the equities side of things, the JSE All-Share closed last evening up 1%, the top 40 up 1.2%. As well as those good gains by Sibanye, we also had solid gains from BHP up 2.7%, Glencore up 2.5%, Anglo American up 3.3%, Goldminer Harmony up 8.5%, and Discovery up 4.3%. In London, the FTSE was up 0.6%, while on Wall Street, the Dow was up 0.6%, the S&P 500 up 0.75%, the Nasdaq up 1%. Tokyo this morning down 0.9%, Hong Kong up 1.2%, Sydney up 0.3%. US dollar easier at 1.11 to the euro, the rand slightly firmer, 17.75 to the dollar, 19.67 to the euro, 23.33 to sterling. Gold, we've mentioned, platinum 987, Bitcoin just over 57,900, and Brent crude oil now just over $72 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.